Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, boomers tell young people to work hard and stop buying avocado toast. And one day they too will be able to afford a shack like this one for $2 million. Granted, it's in Santa Monica, but Hollywood is about to die as AI replaces the film and television business. I can't wait until the boomers all try and sell their homes around the same time, only to realize that there are no buyers and they won't be able to retire. It's gonna be priceless. Up next, someone says the tiny hats are trying to lower the European fertility rate by publishing articles like this one, discussing the strife of being a trad wife. But this is hilarious because only a very small percentage of women can even afford to be trad wives these days. And I'd like to see the tiny hats lose their minds one day when artificial wombs are there and the android nanny's there to raise them too. I'll bet you anything they'll be the first ones to protest and try and destroy those technologies. Number 3, they say that if you have a happy wife, then you have a happy life. But if you, the husband, are happy, then the woman is suspicious, especially if she's not the direct cause of that happiness. She thinks that you're going to leave her for whatever makes you happier than the happiness she brings you. Maybe this explains why women hate nothing more than when a man is relaxing on the couch. Maybe we should promote the new saying, Happy King, Happy Kingdom. This is just another reason as to why marriage is a scam. Moving on, the media says that too many young men aren't working, and it's affecting all of us. Too late, society. It's not our problem. You had your chance, and now men have gone their own way. You get what you deserve. Now you're going to have to pay men a large amount of money to do the complex tasks, because there aren't enough of us willing to do them. Then again, maybe it's time for all the strong independent boss babes out there to get to work on oil rigs and in mines. Number 5, here's what dating in 2026 looks like. Women wondering if they can do better than Superman. Newsflash, they all think they can. I can't shake it, but I don't think this is accurate somehow. I think this is more like it. And Superman is probably having a hard time not laughing too. Here, let me make one more correction. She needs more tattoos and a cat tucked under each arm too. Up next, check out this 35-year-old virgin who refuses to settle down despite what the trolls tell her. She says that she would rather wait. For who? The Crypt Keeper, perhaps. Also, who actually believes that she's a virgin? Her eyes lie. The only place she might be a virgin is in her poop chute. She says that no man is good enough for her in the whole entire world. Yet if men build androids and artificial wombs to replace women like this, she would lose her mind and probably her virginity too. Number 7 is Hungary voted to end itself, as it voted out Viktor Orban. The new party coming in is center-right and the EU is happy about them. But the new president said he wasn't going to let migrants in. I'll believe it when I see it, because the Japanese and Italian leaders said the same thing and almost immediately broke their promises. Let's wait and see. But I won't be holding my breath. I've given up on most Western countries. At this point, the only hope is moving to expensive cities or towns which automatically reduce enrichment. Moving on, here's Trudeau and Katy Perry at Coachella, acting like a couple of teenagers. He's 54 years old and she's in her 40s. He's a man-child who never should have been prime minister. And they both have kids. Why aren't they at home with their children instead of at Coachella? They look like two narcissists who are made for each other. He's also a predator and the newspapers are being sued because they covered up the kiddie corn found on his computer. So maybe it's good that he's not near his children. Number 9, speaking of narcissism, Ivana Trump once said that Donald Trump took 5 or 6 penis enlargement pills a day and pumped it twice a day too. Why was she insulting him like this? If true, he's probably doing it to pleasure her. The left is going to have a field day with this sort of thing and tell you that it's true because he's got small hands. Ivana was probably just pissed off that a high-value man got away from her. Up next, here's yet another former Canadian politician. Jagmeet Singh trying to look cool surfing, yet it's more than likely that he took a dump on that beach. I remember back in the days when politicians sacrificed their youth and health to make a difference in their countries. These days, Canadian politicians look younger and healthier leaving office rather than entering it. Meanwhile, the country is collapsing quickly. This is also the douche canoe that kept Trudeau in power longer than he should have been. Number 11, people are so pissed off by technology that they don't want to download apps, make accounts, or turn on notifications. Corporations want our data so they can sell it to marketeers. My goal in life is to get so wealthy one day that I no longer need to use a smartphone and technology in general, or pay people to manage those things for me. I'm starting to get data overload. Maybe that's unrealistic because these days, I can't go to national parks, museums, or concerts without using my phone. Moving on, maybe this is what India would look like if people there cared. But why don't they care? Vloggers travel through India and remark that the streets smell like urine, and that people don't take care of public spaces and treat them like garbage dumps. Maybe things are actually improving because here's a picture of what the same river looked like recently. Maybe they cleaned it up because they want more Western tourist dollars or something. Number 13, the star of my 600-pound life, Dolly Martinez, has died at the age of 30. I guess she wasn't healthy at any size after all. If only there were signs so we could have saved her. Oh well. I'm sure someone out there will say that this is somehow Trump's fault. People are wondering what she died from. I think it was death due to body positivity. I also think that we are using the term star here very loosely. Up next, why is it that women don't want a loyal man with a good job that treats her right, but instead is looking for an exciting, unstable dude? It's because most women already have a good job of their own, so you can't tempt them into a relationship with money. You have to provide something that they don't have. Men need to learn that women don't value character in men. They value good looks, resources, and drama. Maybe years later she's going to come back after making her mistakes. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Moving on, is it true that the most you should spend on a date is $200 minus the girl's weight? And if she wants to be fat and gross, let's see how far 40 bucks goes. But if this were true, then a third of women would be going on dates that cost negative $40. Some dudes out there be owed money. Women that large would benefit from dates where they were taken on walks. If she doesn't just want to show up for some drinks, then she's actually not that attracted to you, and just wants a free dinner. Number 17, the hypocrisy of Justin Skippy Trudeau is on display in Coachella. Rules for thee, but not for me. He got Canada to ban harmful single-use plastics, but there he is drinking from a plastic cup. He should be drinking from a paper cup and using wooden chopsticks. At least he looks like he knows how to use them. Looks to me like he's doing the same meme as this, trying to introduce himself to young people, even though he's 54. Up next, this guy completely cut out sugar and bread from his life, and he looks younger with each passing year. Something similar happened to me when I cut out carbs out about 8 years ago now. All the inflammation around my neck went away in about a month. Although that's what happened to me, I'm calling BS on the story, because this dude's eyebrows just magically grew in thicker. Unless, of course, throwing sugar out of your diet turns you into AI mode. Number 19, Uganda's military chief wants Turkey to pay $1 billion and to send him their most beautiful woman to be his wife. And if they don't, he's closing their embassy and cutting all ties. Turkey probably doesn't even know where Uganda is. Moving on, here's the look women get on their face when they see a Han man but then realize that he's a brokey riding the same bus as them. That still doesn't mean she won't smash him. And a woman will still think about a man's economic status while having nothing in their own name. I get the same vibe from this one complaining about an attractive man without the latest iPhone. Not only do you need an iPhone, but you need the latest model to meet their standards these days. Number 21, here's what kids used to look like in the 90s, moving their TV from one room to another. This is actually in the 2000s, and that looks like a great TV for retro gaming. TVs like this could explain why so many of us have back problems these days. If you think that this is bad, then just look at what 70s kids had to deal with. Once this is moved in, it would never be able to be moved again, and your carpet was forever flattened. Sometimes houses were actually built around beasts like this. Up next, now I know why there's so many women going into law to become lawyers. This glamorous prosecutor, Vanessa O'Brien, had multiple relationships with several inmates. Those conjugal visits must have been epic. Looks like we have to keep both our convicts and kids safe from women like this. She definitely looks like she's defending the public from crime. This happened in Australia, but it's probably happening all over the Western world too. Number 23, supposedly Trump said that if gas prices go up, it's none of his concern. Even if he did say that, which I don't believe he did, there's more going on here. America needs the rest of the world to buy Venezuelan oil priced in dollars to keep the petrodollar system going. If inflation is 20 to 30%, it doesn't matter, so long as the world keeps using and propping up the US buck. That takes priority over everything else. Moving on, Mam Dandy's controlled demolition of NYC continues as he says that South Africa is the model for New York. Yes, what a great idea, making the city racist towards white people. Unfortunately, most of the white people can't leave Africa, but most of them can leave New York, and the whole place will collapse financially when they do. This reminds me back when Trudeau said that Canada should follow the model of communist China. This looks like even more destruction of the West. Number 25 and the last one is Ozempic is one hell of a drug, with Olivia Wilde looking like her eyes are going to pop right out of their sockets. People say this is created with AI, but I don't think so, because you need to look at this one. She actually looks like that. She used to be beautiful, but now you can use her image to frighten children. Clean up your room, kids, or this will be coming after you at night. She looks like she'd been roaming Skid Row looking for meth. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.